I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll start today in Haiti, where the electoral process remains in limbo. Stay with me to learn why. Then later, an upcoming observance reminds Christians of an important task. We'll tell you what it is and how you can be part of the solution in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Haiti, where on April 30th, the Transitional Council unexpectedly nominated a new prime minister. Then days later, they took back that divisive decision, leaving the nation in continued limbo. Meanwhile, gangs continue to ravage the capital city, Port-au-Prince. Zachary Francois with Mission Aviation Fellowship says about Haiti's situation.
It's a complicated one. It's a messy one. I've heard Haitians say basically God needs to come down himself and fix it. That's how complex it is.
From January to March of this year, more than 90,000 people fled Haiti's capital.
At the same time, I could take you guys to Haiti right now. You guys could spend 2 weeks in there, and you guys would ask me, what's the problem? Everything looks fine. Grocery stores are open. You'll still see nice cars, Mercedes.
The 2023 statistics are also grim.
Ever since January 2023, Haiti, the capital, Port-au-Prince, has been beating Ukraine in death toll numbers almost every single month. The months we have not beat Ukraine, we're only shy by 50 or 100 souls.
Right now, only one MAF plane is active in Haiti. Three others are in the U.S. undergoing restoration work. The plane should be back by early fall, ready for gospel ministry to Haitians. In the meantime, pray for strength for the MAF team.
As human beings, we don't like uncertainty, but we've been living in that for the past 12 to 24 months. Prayers as we navigate the political changes that are happening.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom isn't letting up on Afghanistan, but there's a twist. Since 2022, USRF has recommended the State Department designate Afghanistan as a country of particular concern. Each year, the State Department fails to do so. But last year, the State Department did designate the Taliban as an entity of particular concern. Earlier this month, USRF released its annual report with recommendations for 2024.
The report calls for Afghanistan to be listed as a country of particular concern. It does not call for the Taliban to be listed as an entity of particular concern.
That's Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA. In this year's report, where USRF talks about Afghanistan, it does call out the Taliban's violations of religious freedom. But is it enough?
I wonder what the logic and what the expectation is behind that. Obviously, we know the Taliban is the government of Afghanistan. They're running the country now. So if you say the Taliban is bad, you are really saying the Afghan government does not respect religious freedom.
Now we wait to see what the State Department does with these recommendations in just a few months. And we pray. Ask God to strengthen persecuted Afghan believers to continue following Christ. And finally, just 10 days remain until the International Day for the Unreached. A third of the world's population is still waiting to hear the good news about Jesus, but you can help change that. IDU, or the International Day for the Unreached, explains how you can be a change agent. Unknown Nation's Greg Kelly, a member of the Alliance for the Unreached, says awareness is the first step. For example,
we need to become more aware of India and Nigeria because of how strategic they are from the kingdom standpoint. You can make a case that India and Nigeria are representative more so than any other country in Asia and Africa at the ends of the earth. Yet most Christians don't think that way.
Why start with these two countries?
There's no country in the continent of Asia that has more people groups than India and more unreached people groups, just like Nigeria is to Africa.
Furthermore,
we talk a lot about the 1040 window. The church is suffering greatly along the 10th parallel. It runs through both Nigeria and India.
Save the date for May 19th if you haven't already, and start preparing now by listening to a special radio broadcast this Saturday, May 11th. We'll connect you to the details at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.